Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the most articulate heart surgeons, and also he's run FDA trial operations, is going to be joining us in studio coming up later in the hour for at least 2 hours to do a PowerPoint presentation I've got right in front of me that is two large stacks of studies and documentation. You want the truth, you want the facts, you want reality and not disinformation, you want to get down to brass tacks. This is it, ladies and gentlemen, and it's coming up today with Dr. Peter McCullough. Also, we interviewed Dr. Robert Malone today here in studio. Christy Lee did, but we're not going to release it till Joe Rogan releases his big interview. They went for like 4 hours, I'm told, yesterday here in South Austin. The literal synergy going on here is amazing. And got Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and everybody else is moving right here. It's crazy, but that's how things attract. And so he may put it out today. He may put it out on Monday. I think they're going to decide the next hour or so. So we'll put it out this afternoon if Joe releases it today. If not, we're going to release an hour and a half commercial-free, over-the-top, powerful Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, banned on Twitter yesterday for his free speech activities. He is going to, be part of that huge Joe Rogan interview that's already taped and the huge Christy Lee interview that'll come out after Joe's does. I mean, Joe doesn't really care, but I'm not going to do that. So as soon as his comes out, ours will come out as well. It's crazy to have the inventor of this major technology that could literally cure cancer and things if it's done right here saying this is a total fraud the way it's deployed. It's killing people en masse. This is depopulation. This is the crime of human history going on. And he's right here in our studios, and it's actually happening. That said, yesterday I told you that I was unable to sleep the night before. Had about 2 hours sleep, and I was just very emotional yesterday and talked about quitting and not doing the show. And I'm not seriously contemplating quitting, but also wasn't being dramatic. It doesn't feel right to just come on air and talk about all this carnage and horrible stuff like you're calling a football game or a baseball game. This is really emotional for me. And I've had some things privately happen in the last year that nobody knows about that have just been devastating. Absolutely devastating. And I've come to the decision, I almost did it yesterday, but I've come to the decision that I'm going to share it on air. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but it'll be in the next week. I don't know if it's going to be the last day of 2021 or whether it's going to be next week. But I think people need to know about this. Well, there's a lot of stuff you need to know about. I mean, if you want to know how criminal the government and the Democratic Party is, wait till you hear this. Because there's two big things that are just, I don't feel like a victim when this is happening and going on. I just can't believe it. I mean, these people can do whatever they want. You understand that? Including literally kidnap your children. So I got a good sleep last night. I went to bed about 10. I slept till 7. I never do that. And I am recharged and ready for war. But let me tell you, Man, we are toe-to-toe with the NWO. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be one for the record books, not just the last broadcast of 2021 of the Alex Jones Show, but one hell of a transmission because of the content. We are live Friday, December 31st, 2021. Dr. Peter McCullough is going to be in studio with us for at least 2 hours. He is ready and about to bust out of the gate. He's going to do a big PowerPoint presentation for you on the science and the facts and just how dangerous this vaccine is and how it's literally causing unbelievable amounts of deaths and illnesses. This is just absolutely game-changing information that is coming up at the bottom of the hour in just about 20-something minutes. And we've got incredible mainline science coming out, and top researchers, top pathologists confirming the mass death that's taking place, and so much more. And then we've got the public in total hysteria and fear. This is a real photo on a U.S. flight of a woman with a spacesuit bubble over her head that she's retrofitted with a seal with a mask inside of it, of course, really hurting themselves with carbon dioxide poisoning, but this is the level of mind control and what they've done to our people. But first, here is the most important report ever at Band.Video, irrefutable evidence that COVID-19 vaccines are killing people.
Internationally recognized leading pathologist, Dr. Arne Burkhardt, and renowned expert in the fields of microbiology and infectious diseases, Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, recently published irrefutable evidence that the mRNA shots are killing at least 40% of recipients. First, they explain why the experimental agents cannot protect against a viral infection, which we already know to be true by the overwhelming evidence and admissions that the more vaxxed up a person is, the more likely they are to get COVID. Doctors Burkhardt and Bhakti explain that this is due to the fact that the so-called vaccines sway the body into producing antibodies in the blood, but not within the mucous membranes that normally protect our respiratory tract. This is why the vaccinated are suffering what they call breakthrough infections. The COVID vaccines are turning off lymphocyte production where they need it the most, while amping it up in the bloodstream, which is where it gets much worse. For those without the vaccine, a natural infection with SARS-CoV-2 will in most cases remain localized to the respiratory tract. But for those who have been vaccinated, unrelated cells deep inside the body react to the respiratory infection by creating a new spike protein, which then causes the cell that created it to be attacked by the immune system. Experts warned us of this last year, and now it is clearly seen in the evidence. Doctors Burkhardt and Bhakti found this autoimmune disease present in most organs, but mostly in the heart, which helps explain why we are seeing so many cases of myocarditis and cardiac arrest. The vaccines trigger self-destruction. Analysis has now been performed on the organs of over 70 people who died after vaccination and who died for reasons officially unrelated to the vaccines. In most cases, arrhythmogenic heart failure was postulated as the cause of death, a mystery which has now been solved. What they found was inflammatory events in small blood vessels, characterized by an overabundance of T lymphocytes and dead cells, usually accompanied by tissue destruction. In other words, immunological self-attack. The evidence clearly shows that both mRNA and vector-based vaccines from all four manufacturers are inducing autoimmune disease in multiple organs, mostly the heart, followed by the lung, liver, thyroid, and brain.
These data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. So the children are set up against the wall and they shoot. These damn people are shooting and they're killing our children. I can't stand it. We have a 4-year-old son and we're going to flee this damn country because we are not going to let himself be shot.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
This is for new listeners tuning in. They're going to collapse the world. They're going to starve millions of people to death. They're going to bring in a new dark age. Here's their plan. Here's their admissions. This is all by design. We're all in great danger. They're not just blocking therapeutics for normal viruses. They're not just giving people treatment for pneumonia and the flu and letting them die and calling it COVID. They're bringing in eugenics. They're bringing in bioethics. They are bringing in the end of civilization, and then they're going to pose as the saviors while it all collapses.
We do not know how well those antigen tests perform at day 5 in detecting transmissibility. And it is for that reason that we would say, even if you had a negative test, we would want you to mask. And even if you had a positive test, we would also want you to mask.
If your plans are to go to a 40 to 50 person New Year's Eve party with all the bells and whistles and everybody hugging and kissing and wishing each other a happy new year, I would strongly recommend that this year we do not do that.
Dr. Robert W. Malone has been banned by Twitter. The inventor of mRNA technology got more and more hardcore. He came out last week with an emergency message to parents saying this is not a vaccine. It is linked to major heart problems and death. You should not give it to your children, or you should at least research. You talk about war crimes, the people at Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Man, you people are evil.
The U.S. data is deeply contaminated. It is compromised at multiple levels. It's compromised by the CDC's official position is that there have been no vaccine-related deaths. That is completely untenable. There are a large number of deaths in bears. They continue to accumulate in the post-vaccinated, not just in the U.S. database, but in the British database, the Scottish database, the German database, the Icelandic database, the Norwegian data. It goes on and on and on, Israeli database. Okay? But the CDC still insists, as official policy position, there have been no vaccine-related deaths. The CDC is willfully ignorant.
The one thing they had in common is that they were vaccinated 6 months or earlier before they were given to these scientists to do a very thorough autopsy, and they spent 6 months to do the autopsy. And what they found was that in 14 out of the 15 cases, in other words, 93%, that the vaccine was actually causing the T cells to attack your own organs. And in 14 out of the 15 cases, it attacked the heart. And so, depending on which organ they looked at, they would have fewer cases. But the organ that was most often attacked in all the cases where they saw damage was the heart. And of course, this is consistent with what we've seen in VAERS in terms of the elevated cardiac risk, sometimes thousands times elevated. Before they were given these bodies, the coroners determined that in all 15 cases that the vaccine was not implicated. And when they actually examined the bodies correctly, using the right tests with the right experience and knowing what to look for, they found that in 93% of the cases, we have this, we can implicate that the vaccine was implicated in the death.
The justification for the inoculations was to reduce illness and hospitalization. Yet here we see that the inoculation arm showed an increase in adverse events in almost every category. For example, if you look at related adverse events, which are adverse events that the investigators determined to be caused by the investigational product, there were over 5,000 in the experimental arm and just over 1,000 in the placebo group. So that was a 300% increase for people who'd taken the inoculation.
I'm not trying to scare you. I love you, and you need to get ready. I mean, we are in the middle of the New World Order. We're in the middle of the Mark of the Beast takeover. We are in the middle of the foretold great nightmare.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dr. Peter McCullough, live in studio, and much, much more. This is a do-or-die broadcast. Tune in to learn the irrefutable evidence that COVID-19 vaccines are killing people in mass. Alex Jones will also lay out why he's been forced to turn against Trump. Please share this link. All right. Let me talk about Trump, because this is really important. And I want to get this out of the way before Dr. Peter McCullough joins us next segment with the biggest news yet from the CDC and the FDA's own documents. Major studies. This is not debatable. And this is some really important information, the most important information we've ever covered concerning COVID-19 and the rollout of it and everything that's unfolding right now. So he's joining us coming up here in just like 12, 13 minutes from now. 14 minutes from now in the studio. Next segment. But let me just get this out of the way with Trump. I go with my research and my gut and my spirit. And I make decisions off of what my gut tells me. That doesn't mean I don't have thousands of points of data conservatively and don't have a lot of reasons, but then I finally just assess at a discernment level what I'm going to do. And if you look at Trump like scales, he was doing a lot of good things, standing up to China, declaring we're not globalist, trying to secure the border, shutting off the fentanyl, rebuilding American confidence. And the deep state was really coming after him in a big way and lying about him and lying about us and persecuting his supporters. And then they stole an election from him. And that made us, you know, really try to stand up to that. Because even if he's not perfect, which he's not, them stealing the election from us is a crime and is a big deal. But it's like getting a dog to play tug of war with you. You can take the dog toy, give it to the dog, pull it, the dog plays the game. I don't think Trump's in on playing the game. But those controlling him, those manipulating him, certainly are. And so I tried to make excuses and understand why he was pushing warp speed and experimental garbage 20 months ago, 18 months ago. But then I'm like, no, I'm totally against this. And why is Trump doing this? And I hope he wakes up. And now that it's out in the open that it's killing a bunch of people and that it doesn't work and it doesn't protect you. I mean, one thing that horrible side effects, but protect you from COVID, it actually, you're more than doubly, and I've got new studies out today, liable to have COVID or catch COVID, actually three times more likely with Omicron, if you've had the vaccine. They admit that. That's even the New York Times. I mean, this is a fraudulent product. This is a scam. And so, I've already been extremely critical for a year or more, but when he went on Candace Owens' show from Mar-a-Lago, and said, no, nobody's gotten sick from the vaccine, and you're totally protected if you take it, that puts him in the Rachel Maddow category. Well, I'm going to play a clip of Maddow coming in next segment ahead of Dr. Peter McCullough coming in, so look for that next segment. I mean, listen, I don't like Maddow. I know she's a lying criminal, paid off by Pfizer. Trump, and again, about a year ago, I'm like, Trump, you better come out against the booster shots. You better come out against this. You better say something. And he's like, yeah, you shouldn't do boosters. That's a scam for Pfizer. And Pfizer's kind of taken the government over, which we now know they signed secret agreements. Trump did. And so once I figured all that out, and then The media is saying we're going to have an insurrection for Trump to reinstall him in 2024. And, you know, we're all secretly agents of Trump and getting orders from him. I know for a fact that he had bad people around him in the White House, but he had some good people like Stephen Miller, like Steve Bannon. You can say Steve might be a bad guy according to Roger Stone, but policies, great ideas, really smart guy. I'm not going to debate it in the middle of the two. But, I mean, Steve Bannon is extremely smart. Nobody's going to deny that. And a patriot, in my view. His policies are 100% awesome. And they're not there anymore. And I'm told by a lot of insiders that it is a swirling hot mess at Mar-a-Lago. And Trump is surrounded by worse people than ever. And I'm hearing this for about a year. And now I see him putting out the establishment line, word for word, the Pfizer PR script. And I'm done. I don't hate Trump. I'm not saying he's our big enemy, any of that. But, I mean, when he is repeating what Joe Biden and Brian Stelter and all the rest of them are saying word for word, then I have to just say we have been completely betrayed, because I would be a liar if I said that. Was I a little slow to fully hammer Trump? Yeah. And I'll admit that, because I hate the globalists and I wanted Trump to be a champion and I wanted him to stand up to him. And they knew his potential was real, and he still gets a lot of good Republicans elected. And I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not part of the Democrat cult of hating Trump. They're all celebrating. Oh, Jones has turned on Trump. Jones is, you know, January 6th is why Jones is doing this. If you knew anything about our enemies that are wolves, me going after Trump right now might convince them I'm doing it because I'm scared of them. 100%. There's nothing to cover up with January 6th. It wasn't premeditated from everything I know. This has nothing to do with January 6th. This is completely separate, okay? In fact, the Democrats being so evil and out of control has made me subconsciously not turn on Trump earlier, because I didn't want to give them what they wanted. But Trump has given them what they wanted by pushing this poison shot, this death shot, so I can't help it. See, I love watching all the pundits everywhere analyze, why did Alex Jones do this? Why did Alex Jones do that? And they tell you a lot about themselves when they weigh all the reasons and what's best for them and what they would do. I don't go off what's best for me. That's why I'm a Texan. I'm an American. I'm like my grandfathers and grandmothers, who were the best damn people ever. I didn't realize how great my family is growing up. Good people. Real people. Real Christians. Really strong. Tell the truth, fight hard, work hard. I didn't realize that everybody else didn't get to have something like this. I do what's right. I don't sit there and make a bunch of calculations. The calculations are, I feel ashamed supporting Trump. I've got to go after him now. But I'll be honest with you. Rand Paul knows more about medicine than Trump does, and he's just as bad or worse. So, separately, we can't stay on air if you don't support us, and we're breaking news, and we are the tip of the spear, blasting through the enemy defenses and getting stuff out there nobody else does, and you have really scored a major royal flush against the New World Order, a grand slam, whatever you want to call it, in your support of this broadcast, and I thank you for all you've done. We are one family together in this, and I need to tell you, your support is so critical going into 2022, plus we've got great products you really need. If you haven't had Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the best atomic out there that absolutely your cells are just worshiping and wanting, that electrochemically opens up your DNA, just it's why they hit you with the bad halogen, the opposite, the fluoride and the chlorine and the bromide. This is the opposite of that. Those block your cells' electrochemical transmissions. This clears them up. It is back in stock and from being sold out for months and months. 98% reviews, 4.9 stars, 6,000 plus reviews, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It is 50% off back in stock. And Vitamineral Fusion is selling out. It'll be sold out in a week at current sales rate, but I'm still offering, this is for your immune system, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, everything you need for children, adults, old folks, especially people with brown skin. You don't get as much vitamin D from the sun. You need Vitamineral Fusion. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and you keep the broadcast on air. Dr. Peter McCullough, straight ahead. First, a clip from Jimmy Dore.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But They're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are on our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I said that if you get vaccinated, you can't get infected, and it won't be, that was also a lie. Remember when I said it that you can't be a host and you can't transmit it to someone else if you're vaccinated? That's also a lie. You think she's ever going to say that? Never. Because Rachel Maddow has less integrity than Alex Jones at this point. Alex Jones has been more right about this stuff than her, that's for sure. So now what I've said here is that if you're getting your information about COVID and the vaccines from the establishment news, you're being lied to. and you're being lied to at the top of their lungs constantly 24/7 with very earnest looking people who you would never think would lie to you, like how about Rachel Maddow? Come on. She wouldn't lie. She's a nerd. Well, watch her lie nonstop about COVID.
Means that instead of the vaccine being able, instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were, right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
That's not true. That was never true. That's not true. That was never true. This is from the end of March, almost April of this year, 2021. She's saying this. That's a lie. That's medical misinformation. And if this video of her saying this is up on YouTube, which it might be, they'll never take it down. But this is straight up 100% medical misinformation. And this is why people hate the unvaccinated, because they listen to a lying propagandist like Rachel Maddow tell them the people who aren't vaccinated are the ones not stopping COVID. This is all garbage.
A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else.
That is a lie. That is false. That is medical misinformation brought to you by Pfizer. She gets $30,000 a day to lie for Pfizer and the military-industrial complex, and she's doing it. She's lying to you right now.
Cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people.
Not true.
That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
That is not what that means. Why is it I knew that in my garage? But you don't know it with your $30,000 a day and your tens of millions of dollars in help, in staff. How many producers do you think she has? 20? How many interns that work there? 50? How many people work at that show? 100? She doesn't know this is a lie? I know it's a lie. I knew it was a lie. You can't vaccinate your way out of this pandemic. You can't do it. Will she ever correct it? No. You know what else she'll never correct? The lie she told about the hospital in Oklahoma being overrun with people taking horse ivermectin instead of human ivermectin. She lied about that on Twitter. It's still up. You know who got taken down from Twitter? Dr. Robert Malone, the guy who invented the vaccine technology. Because he's telling the truth about it. You know who's leap? They leave up her because she's lying at the behest of Big Pharma, which owns the media. There's no other way to put that. She's lying. And she'll never correct it. She'll never go, hey, remember when I said that the vaccine will end the pandemic if you just get vaccinated? That was 100% lie. That wasn't true at all. Remember when I said that if you get vaccinated, you can't get infected, and it won't. That was also a lie. Remember when I said that you can't be a host and you can't transmit it to someone else if you're vaccinated? That's also a lie. You think she's ever going to say that? Never, because Rachel Maddow has less integrity than Alex Jones at this point. Alex Jones has been more right about this stuff than her. That's for sure. That's how bad they are. If somebody gave me $30,000 and put it in my pocket, you could see it hanging out, and I came on there, somebody from Big Pharma, and I started telling you all this stuff, would you believe me? If I got a $30,000 check, stick it out of my pocket before I sat down, every day they gave me one, would you believe what I said? I wouldn't, but people believe her. And that's what she looks like when she's lying for $30,000 a day at the behest of the establishment.
Good old Jimmy Dore. And all of it's true. They're paying hundreds of thousands of people money around the world to spew BS and then try to censor and block top scientists, medical doctors, a who's who of top people. And one of them is here with us, a good friend of mine now, Dr. Peter McCullough, special guest. He's a board-certified internal medicine, cardiovascular disease, and clinical lipidology. He cares for advanced patients with common medical problems, including heart and kidney disease, lipid disorders, and diabetes. He's become an expert on COVID-19 illnesses and welcomes recovered patients into his practice. He also hosts a syndicated show and has been able to do a lot of huge interviews. And he's got a bunch of huge breaking news from the National Institutes of Health on these autopsies and what's happening both from people that have had COVID-19 and those that are taking these so-called vaccines. So, Doc, great to have you here. Next hour, you're going to do your big PowerPoint and walk everybody through this incredible information. But just in this short segment, the next segment coming up, just big picture of what's happening in the world.
Well, we are now in the most intense phase of the pandemic, the Omicron outbreak. We have more cases now, Alex, than we've ever had since the onset of the pandemic. It was clear Jimmy Dore was right. We couldn't vaccinate our way out of the pandemic. And now we have this bombshell report from the National Institutes of Health land on December 20th regarding autopsies of patients who had SARS-CoV-2 infection, and they died in the hospital and then underwent a detailed autopsy of basically every tissue in the body.
Wow. I mean, this is just huge news. And it's as I said, a who's who of scientists are saying the same thing. How does the system cover this up?
Well, you know, the National Institutes of Health published this on the ResearchGate preprint server, which is considered valid fair game in academic medicine as we wait for papers to go through peer review. They summarized 44 cases that died of COVID-19. Now, here's the backdrop. They were sick at home for 9 days on average before they came into the hospital. No mention of early treatment. None. They come in the hospital. They get an array of treatment, remdesivir, dexamethasone, tozalizumab, some anticoagulants. They ultimately all succumb of COVID-19. The shocking finding is that the virus was found in virtually every tissue in the body, the brain, the heart, deeply in the lungs, the subcutaneous tissue, the lymph nodes, and it was alive. The virus was alive. It was replicating, and it was astonishing, the findings. One individual, now he was immunocompromised, Alex, but he had it in his tissues. And it was located there. And the science behind this paper is very strong. It's, you know, it's our National Institutes of Health for 230 days after the onset of the infection.
So this is an unprecedented virus.
It's unprecedented. We had no idea it lasted in the human body this long. So the implications are no wonder people have long COVID syndrome. It's not just the spike protein, but in fact, it's the entire virus. No wonder people test intermittently positive. Remember, the PCR test relies on primers. Typically, the RNA-dependent polymerase, the envelope protein, the spike protein, and the nucleocapsid. Those are the four main primers.
We're also going to look at the vaccine and what it's doing and the huge developments there. Dr. Peter McCullough is in studio with us. I'm Alex Jones. His big PowerPoint presentation is coming up in about 20 minutes. Join us in the second hour. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. This is life-saving information.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Is in studio with us on the last broadcast of the year, fresh off one of Joe Rogan's biggest interviews ever with more than 40 million viewers. The system is definitely scared. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on the last transmission of the Alex Jones Show of 2021. All right, Doc, during the little break, you were just laying it all out saying, quote, it's much worse than we thought, and then getting into the vaccine and going, oh, what's Trump doing? I want you to get all technical and scientific next hour to your PowerPoint, but Just as a citizen, as an American, as a patriot, as a husband, big picture, what are we facing? What's really going on here?
The big picture is we're facing a virus that had been manipulated in a lab in Wuhan, China. It stays alive in the human body far longer than we ever thought. No wonder the PCRs are intermittently positive. It's clearly mutated now. The Omicron variant has violated a golden rule of COVID-19. Before Omicron, it was one and done. The immunity was robust, complete, and durable. No more. And that's the update from my Rogan podcast. If everybody's emailing me, Dr. McCullough, you said you can't get it twice. I said, things have changed. We learned December 10th. Our CDC told us Omicron's in the United States. It is the most highly mutated form of the virus. It cannot invade the body like the prior versions. Thank goodness. Maybe we won't have terrible autopsy results like we had from the prior versions. It can't invade as well, but it replicates 70 times more rapidly than Delta. And in that was from Hong Kong University, pointed that out to us in a report. And then a report from the South African Research Institute showed that when somebody gets Omicron, you shut the door on Delta because there is immunity, basically closing off that door for Delta to basically invade the body. Omicron is in a battle against Delta, and Omicron won because it's faster and it closes the door on Delta.
I want to get into all the technicals, but let's talk about Trump. And I'm not fetishizing attacking Trump. I don't like to attack Trump. I like Trump overall. But he is trying to play doctor and saying, oh, the vaccines work 100% and nobody's gotten sick from the vaccine. I mean, that's like Pfizer talking points. And I know you were off air. We're not trying to attack Trump. But what's your view on that?
My view is that we should have a more, far more fair balanced mention of any of the vaccines by any official and any person of authority, including myself. Everything has risks and benefits, Alex. There's no doubt about it. With the vaccines, there has been a benefit. There has been a modest reduction in mortality, as shown in papers by Cohn from the VA and by 1040 in the IV network. There is a small reduction in mortality for hospitalized patients. There is a relatively large differential in hospitalization risk, I think driven by differential testing, not so much a vaccine effect. But importantly, there are serious safety concerns. Thousands of Americans have died after the vaccine, shortly afterwards, and then hundreds of thousands have been injured and been hospitalized.
And expanding on that, though, from the literature I've seen, and again, I'm just putting out a gestalt of everything I've seen, but it works up front, but then it damages the immune system or lowers immunity. And I've seen reports out of England and other places of what, triple the chance of getting Omicron if you've been vaccinated.
I'm not so sure about that right now, Alex. The way I view the data is Omicron is an equal opportunity player. It's equally infecting the previously immune, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The difference is the previously immune and the vaccinated are having milder syndromes. It's brief and it's mild, typically without pulmonary involvement. The unvaccinated still can get a bit more of a severe syndrome, but it's far milder than we've ever seen. By the way, we had to shift our monoclonals. GlaxoSmithKline now is our lead monoclonal. That's sotrovimab. It actually is still good in covering Omicron against a part of the spike protein that doesn't mutate. That means our workhorse Regeneron and then the resurgent Lilly product now have to be set aside. Joe Lodapo, Surgeon General in Florida, is on a warpath right now to get these valuable monoclonals into the state of Florida for our seniors.
And what's the reality of the monoclonals? I mean, is Biden really blocking those? Because I saw the Minnesota government say, yes, if you're white, we can deny it to you. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It actually says that.
Yeah, I don't know. But we had GlaxoSmithKline fully EUA approved in May of 2021. We've had 7 months to get ready for this. This product is specifically designed to handle resistant mutant strains. The GlaxoSmithKline product is, in a sense, what we needed in our toolbox to face something like Omicron. And now, sadly, all the centers, including we got an email in my health system in Dallas, Alex, this morning, saying, listen, we're out. We're out of ammo.
Big picture, getting back to Trump and Rachel Maddow, they both say the same thing. Quote, if you have the shot, you can't get sick, just like Biden's been saying, and no one's been hurt by the vaccine. Dr. McCullough, are those true statements?
Neither one of them are true.
So why the hell are Maddow and Trump still saying it over and over again?
It's either they know or they should have known. I mean, both, neither one of those two are good. In a court of law, you'd be asked a question. Did you know? Either you should have known or you know. And it's clear there are scores of Americans. We've had, what are we going to have, 500,000 new cases today? We have 70% of the population has been vaccinated. You know, we had data from UK, Denmark, and South Africa that 70% of Omicron patients were fully vaccinated. We had a report out of Germany yesterday. 94% of patients with Omicron are fully vaccinated. It should be clear to the former president of the United States and to all the news anchors that the vaccine doesn't stop SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, particularly the Omicron variant.
So what does that do to the credibility of the CDC and to Trump and just everybody that keeps pushing that BS to Biden?
The doubling down, tripling, quadrupling down on the vaccines is something that I think everybody is going to regret. It's clear the vaccines were keyed against the original Wuhan spike protein. That has been long gone now for probably well over 9 months. The virus has sufficiently outmutated the vaccines. It's outmutated natural immunity. How can we possibly expect boosters to do anything outside of cause more harm?
But, Doc, isn't that the trick? I mean, all the scientists, the virologists have always known you can't create something for the flu because it always mutates a different way. You can't do it for the cold. Finally, they've created a war where we're obsessed with cold viruses and all the rest of it, and then it never works, so we're always chasing the rabbit here, basically. And now it's just a medical takeover.
It's a medical takeover. America has the cold. The whole country has a cold. They announced in Dallas this morning our testing centers hit 25% positivity rates. I mean, that means that one out of four people in line are turning positive on these tests. At this point in time, I think people ought to assume they have it. So many people can't get tests. The lines are too long. They ought to assume they have it.
And isn't that the way viruses always work? Pretty much always, even if they're lab-made, is they're super deadly but hard to get. And then as they mutate, because they're learning how to spread, it's survival of the fittest, but they become less lethal but more contagious.
That's absolutely true, and that's Mueller's ratchet. That's exactly what was achieved by Omicron, replicating 70 times faster than Delta. Even though its transmissibility index was less than Delta, it just out-replicated it, and then it shut the door immunologically on allowing any more propagation of Delta. So we're going to see a sharp drop-off of Delta as the Omicron peak skyrockets.
What are viruses? And they argue, are they alive? Are they not, doctor? What are they?
Viruses are organisms that have protein and nucleic acids, and they have learned how to hijack mammalian cells and other cells from other organisms in order to, in a sense, feed on them and then propagate. So they have components able to replicate themselves, different than a prion, which would be just a protein.
So they're tiny predators.
They are tiny predators, and they feed on us, and they seek to stay alive. And Mueller's ratchet would say, listen, they've got to keep the host alive in order to propagate. We're almost at the point, Alex, this is the common cold, now a new version of it.
Ah, so the early version that kills you, you've never been around, but once it colonizes you, that's why they always go to that point, is them finding equilibrium.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. You talk fast, even faster than I do, because you're a smart guy, and I get it, you got a lot of data, but just, we're going to go to break in 2 minutes, but before we went live and after you're showing me these documents you're going to cover next hour, you're saying, listen, the virus itself in the body is way worse than we thought. It's colonizing the body. It's lasting longer than other viruses. You seem really concerned. Just spend a minute or so explaining what that means.
The fatal cases are clear. There is a prolonged time of infectivity in the human body. Now, they may not be contagious, these individuals, but the virus was alive far longer than what we thought. The primers for the PCR test are basically there, the components that would trigger it. No wonder people test intermittently positive after serious cases of SARS-CoV-2. If we learned anything from the NIH autopsy study, is early treatment is the key. These individuals died. Not a single one was there a mention of early treatment. The late treatments probably have no impact whatsoever. Three quarters of the time, the brain was involved. No wonder people have brain fog after long COVID. Alex, long COVID syndrome is real. It's related to the virus. The virus is replicating slowly in the body. Maybe this is a therapeutic opportunity. Maybe things that reduce replication, like the new Pfizer or Merck pills, for instance, may be much better than just a five-day course.
And you're just being completely honest about the real data you've got, and they attack and try to silence you.
You know, I've never been directly attacked. No one's actually had a direct, eye-to-eye conversation. They're sniping from the side, but the data are clear. I'm citing National Institutes of Health data. One can look at it and corroborate every single point.
Well, I know you don't want to get into it, but technically they've come after your job. I mean, they...
Well, you know, there have been a variety of twists and turns in 2021 for myself, for people like you. Anybody who's trying to bring scientific truth to the public right now is under heavy fire.
Dr. Peter McCullough, we're back in 2 minutes with hour number two and the PowerPoint presentation. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.